Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. I've got a really short story to share with you. I just wanted to share with you because I cannot stop thinking about this story. This story is actually written by a daughter whose father is a man who loved to listen to Berhantu podcast. So he said, why don't you email Hafiz to share with him my experience. So this is the experience that happened to the father. So this man, he's 46 this year. And it happened when he was about 6 years old or 7 years old. So this happened like 40 years ago, okay? At one of time, this guy was living in Ang Mo Kio. And then now they're living in Yishun. So I'm just gonna call this Abang Man. Okay, so Man has three siblings. All right, so two older sisters and one older brother. So he's the youngest. So there's four of them. They weren't well off. So because the one that's emailing me is the daughter, right? So dia cakap nyanyi lah, nyanyi dia, which is the Man's mak worked as a cleaner for some HDB blocks. And since Man was the youngest, he would follow the mother to work quite often. So one day, they were on the way to the bus stop to go home. So this happened in the morning, like, you know, I think after the mother has finished cleaning the HDB blocks, they went back home. So while they were walking towards the bus stop, they would always pass by this columbarium in Sin Ming, which still exists till this day. And while they were walking there, there were bushes of Ixora plants. You know the Ixora plants? It's like the jasmine, like the one that's very sweet, like you can put it in salad and all that. So you know Singapore, it grows like at the side of the road sometimes, right? In some trees. So what happened was, anak beranak tau, mak dengan anak pergi petik. They petik the plant and then they suck on it lah. Of course lah, you know, as what you would do with an Ixora plant. So he remembered plucking the plant and then and they collected the flower in a bunch and put it in the bag. And then they continued walking to the bus stop and everything was okay and nothing peculiar happened. It was only when they were in the bus that something weird happened. So the bus arrived and then they board the bus and then they sat down. This incident, according to the daughter, it got him thinking, how weird was that particular day and after they picked the Ixora plants from the columbarium. And he's 46 now and he still hasn't found the answer to this question. He said, dengan tak semena-mena, like suddenly, there were many ants that crawled out of the Ixora plant. And like when they say a lot, like it's like a lot. Like literally, there were ants crawling on the window, on the chair, and get this, on other passengers. But the weird part is, you know how usually people would like either swat away the ants if they find things crawling on their body, right? But this one, nope. The other passengers in the bus had no reaction whatsoever, as if there were no ants crawling on them. And this guy, Mani, was saying that there's a lot of ants and the ants are just crawling on all the other passengers. But no one is giving their reaction. It's as if the ant is not there. So obviously, if you did something wrong, you just become more quiet lah, right? So then, that's what Man and the mother did. They kept quiet. So when they alighted, they left the flowers on the bus. So when they reached home, the mother felt very tired. So the mother did her usual routine and then showered and then went to sleep lah, the afternoon nap lah, you know. So Man punya elder sister went to join the mother to sleep on the same bed. At around maghrib time, the aunt was awakened by the sounds of scratching and growling. So when she opened her eyes, she looked around to see where the sound came from. It came from the mother lah. So the mother was sleeping, but she was making all these growling sounds, you know. So then the daughter tried to wake her up and then she wouldn't wake up lah, you know. So the daughter kept trying and then the growl intensified. So at the one of time, there were only four of them, young kids at home. They didn't know what to do because the father was out at work. So they waited until he came back home until the thing, you know, was rectified. So as soon as the father came back home, they told him what happened lah, you know. So he said, okay, never mind, let me take a look at your mother inside the room. When he looked at the wife, he said immediately he knew something was not right. Like, something was not right. At that point of time also, the mother woke up from her sleep. And when she woke up, it was evident from her face that she seemed different. So she looked at her surroundings and she stared at everyone's faces. And while this is happening, the father said, kau pergi tingkat dua. Ada satu pak haji tinggal suruh dia naik atas. You go down to the second floor, you find this pak haji, ask him to come up. So when the pak haji came, right, she started screaming. She started screaming like, kau buat apa? Kau buat apa dalam rumah ni? So obviously it scared all the kids, including this man lah, who was a young boy then. Now he's 46 lah, you know. So when the pakcik arrived with a few other people, he asked lah what happened. So at the point of time, the only person that was with the mother the whole time was man lah. So man explained whatever happened. They went to the columbarium and then they took the isora plants and all that. Okay, so tak apa. So then the pakcik asked the mother, you know, kau tahu tak kau ni siapa? Kau kat mana sekarang ni? You know, like, do you know who you are? Where are you now? Trying to ascertain, like whether this person is being possessed or not. So then she the mother didn't answer the question tau. Instead, she asked back, kau siapa? Ini bukan rumah kau, ini rumah aku. Who are you? This is not your house, this is my house. So then the pakcik replied lah, cakap, what are you doing here? This is not your house. You know, because the pakcik knew that something was not right. So he told the rest of the people to just started to chant some prayers lah, you know, while getting help. At that one of time, the mother was pakai baju butterfly, so it was like quite tak senono lah, you know. So then the pakcik said, why don't you go and change your wife's clothes, you know? So he went lah to change, and while the father was changing the clothes, this thing that was inside the mother's body was like saying, engkau siapa? Engkau buat apa ni? Kau tak tahu malu eh? But then the father just ignored and then just did what has to be done, since the pakcik cakap it's, you know, just tukar the pakaian. Okay, so then the pakcik told her again and she said, hey, ini bukan tempat kau, this is not your place, kau dari mana, where are you from? So what she said next stuck to man, because it was quite messed up. So this thing, obviously already taking control of the mother, said, aku dah lama cari dia, lama sangat aku cari dia, sekarang baru aku dapat. Aku takkan lepaskan dia. I have been finding for her for the longest time. Only now I get her. And I'm never letting her go. So the pakcik was like, repeated like you shouldn't be here. Tak apa. Pergi ambil air, letak kat gelas, baca Yasin. You know, find a glass, you know, say some prayers, the Yasin, surah Yasin in the cup. And then ask to drink. So when asking to, while the thing was being done, macam tengah-tengah baca ayat ni, This lady, the mother, looking at everyone, was saying, korang ni siapa? Korang bukan dari sini tau. So then, finally, after what happened, after everything that's happened, the water was being made lah, you know. So they asked this lady to drink, the mother to drink. And then the mother like shouted like, kau buat apa ni? Ini air longkang, aku tak nak. Why you asking me to do? This is like, you know, this is like longkang water, you know, I don't want. And push the cup away. So they had to restrain her and ask her to drink the holy water. I mean, at this point of time, it's considered holy water lah, because they really pray into it, right? And then after that, okay, tak apa, semua, tak apa, semua duduk, semua mengaji, you know. So while they're reciting the prayers, this thing was just like, apa yang korang buat ni? Apa yang korang tengah nyanyi-nyanyi ni? Bising, diam. Like, what are you guys singing? Shut up, it's noisy. And then repeatedly screaming between that and aku takkan lepaskan. Dah beribu tahun aku cari dia. I'm not letting her go. I've been looking for her for thousands of years. Thousands, ah. So this kept going on until she fainted. You know? So after she fainted, when the thing is gone, you know, a few hours later, the grandmother woke up with no recollection of what happened. And when she woke up, right, she was visibly confused, like, because, I mean, who wouldn't be, right? Suddenly you see so many people in your house, right? So up to this day, the mother has no recollection of whatever happened that evening. My dad which is the girl who said, like, Man, the pakcik said that maybe when they were plucking the Ixora plants, you know, the thing was there. So as a result, until now, my nyai, which is my Man's Man's mother, can sometimes see things and get easily disturbed. But according to my father, what stuck to him and still gave him the chills was the thing that said that he was looking for my nyai for thousands of years, and the incident in the bus where ants were crawling on other passengers, but nobody had no reaction whatsoever. So this is a story that was shared, that I wanted to share with you guys, just as a precaution, because I've heard of this thing before, you know, like, don't just anyhow pluck things, you know, from the side, because you do not know what spirits might be there. So if this can serve as a cautionary tale for all you people out there, then I hope, you know, it's for the better. So thank you so much for listening to this story. I have more stories coming up in the coming few days. So good night, everyone. Thank you for listening to Berhantu. Goodbye.